Molly and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We're delighted to welcome in the first-round pick, the rookie of the new generation. Is that what you are? You're a new era man, Shea McClellan. How are you, man?
Good.
What do you think of camp? How has this been for you, the transition?
It's been a little different, something I didn't expect, really. But, overall, I think it's been good, and I just trying to get better every day.
What didn't you expect? What is it that surprised you?
Just the grind of things, mentally, I think I wasn't ready for that. Being away from the family and, all kinds of other, the stress, all pressure, it can get to you, especially as a rookie. But, I'm doing better, and that's what I'm trying to do.
We talked to Brandon Marshall the other day, and he said he thought he knew what the Chicago market was all about and the Bears and their tradition until he got here. And then he realized it was 10 times or maybe more than that. And he's been in the league for a long time. Yeah. For you, I mean, maybe you didn't realize that everyone's going to be watching Phil Emery's first pick. And not only that, but a guy, we're dying for more than Julius Peppers on a pass rush. So we're, everyone's kind of looking at you. Maybe you didn't realize how many eyes would be on you from day one.
No, I think that's a fair assessment. The media is crazy around here, and that's something that people told me it would be, but it's definitely pretty crazy.
Are you looking forward to actually getting into the games? People always talk about you and your relentlessness as a pass rusher, and that is sometimes difficult to show when you have to go three-quarter speed or you have to stop at some point.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to the games, but you just got to work and practice and get better, so I'll be good in the games.
Coach Marinelli said the other day that you have to smile and just have fun, and maybe that's easier said than done, is it?
Yeah, it's definitely easier said than done, but, like he said, you just got to, forget about the last play and then play the next play.
Are you putting a lot of pressure on yourself? I mean, there's pressure, but it seems like you're taking things, very hard.
Yeah, I think I put more pressure on, and, I'm harder on myself than anyone. I need to, not do that and kind of just, like Coach Marinelli is saying, just have fun with it and, play the next play.
When you watch tape and when you're watching with the coaches, what are they telling you after the first week or so?
Just to get better. Work on my technique and hone in and, just keep watching film and getting better.
They give you specifics? I mean, is it something physically you're doing, mentally you're doing, both?
Not really specific. I mean, there's stuff, a bunch of stuff I got to work on, so.
Are you given a hard ride from the veterans? I mean, whenever you're a rookie on a team, people want you to carry their pads off the field and stuff. But has there been anything worse than that?
I've had to do that already, and we had to go, and the rookies had to go and buy snacks for the vets for the D line anyway. So,
I'm guessing carrot sticks and celery wasn't on the menu.
Yeah, no, not at all. Definitely not. Twinkies and Twizzlers, all kinds of. They're probably not even going to eat it. They just want me to get it.
They're going to give it out to the public later.
Yeah.
Do you understand that tradition? Does it kind of bother you a little bit? Have you had to sing? I don't know. Do you guys have a team song?
Team song, no, but we some rookies have had to sing. They get to pick your own song and sing it. I've already finished mine, so.
What did you sing?
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Were you even born when that was on?
I don't think so, but I watched it, so.
Yeah, I would have said Gilligan's Island. Yeah. Shea, obviously, you're here, you're in the NFL, they've got a lot invested in you in terms of Phil Emery, his reputation. You've got a guy like Lovey in the defense. He's a defensive-oriented coach. Rod Marinelli is a guy that has produced great defensive linemen. Do you get that sense that the support system is there and really eager to help you succeed?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And, there's great coaches that we have here and definitely, like you were saying, for the defensive side. So, I think I just got to keep grinding through it and, pay attention to what the coaches are saying and just get better.
Warren Sapp told us often that Rod Marinelli is about as impassioned a guy and a motivational guy as you're ever going to see in a meeting room. Have you found that to be true?
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's definitely passionate about the sport, and, he knows so much about the game. It's amazing to see, how much he knows, so it's great to learn from a coach like him.
Do you ever look at Julius Peppers and say, geez, there's a genetic freak. There's a guy that, I'm big and I can play in the league, but that guy is something else altogether.
Yeah, every day. I mean, he's just a freak athlete. And, it's amazing to see what he can do. You know, really, it is. It really is.